We are learning Mesechtas Makis, Daf Tes Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on top of Tes Amad Aleph, three lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, Chutzmai de Geratoshav, that Geratoshav is excluded from the parasha of Golus, and then it says, Vegeratoshav in a Gerla Ela de Geratoshav. We have to explain this part of the Mishnah. Zok de Gemara, Alma Geratoshav Echavmu. It seems like from our Mishnah, that a Ger Toshav has a dinner as a regular non-Jew. Now really, a Ger Toshav is a guy. But a Ger Toshav, regarding certain specific things, he has a dinner of Yisrael, because he's a Makabal not to do Avodah Zarah, to do the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Therefore, a certain halachas that we have, that he has dinner of Yisrael. And the question is, what about the Gabi Gol? So it sounds like from our Mishnah, that a Ger Toshav does not have, when it says Chutz, Ger Toshav sounds like there's no dinim of Golas by Ger Toshav. It means, say, if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, it doesn't go into Golas. And Rashi says at this point, the Gemara thinks that he gets Misa for that. And if Yisrael kills a Beshagig, a Ger Toshav, there's also no Golas. We're assuming both ways, goes both ways, that a Ger Toshav is like a regular non-Jew where there's no parasha of Golas whatsoever. Say, if you're killing the Ger Toshav, and say, if the Ger Toshav kills the Yisrael by mistake, there will not be Golas. There is a parasha of Golas. It says if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, that there is Golas. So L'chaira, how do two things stem with each other? Amar Rav Kahana, like Kasha, Kam Ger Toshav, Shara Ger Toshav, Kam Ger Toshav, Shara Gisrael. That there's a difference. When a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, B'shoigig, then there's a Chi of Golas. Masha Inkain, when he kills a Yisrael, so then there is no Golas. There's only Golas if he kills another Ger Toshav. But when he kills the Yisrael, it's not enough. It's not enough of a Kapara Golas. He would need more than that. And therefore, Allah is that if he kills the Yisrael, maybe he gets Misa, or at least Golas does not work. There's no Parasha Golas when a Ger Toshav kills the Yisrael. Some bring down the same halacha through a contradiction in two psukim. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk regarding Golos of Nei Yisrael, Vila Ger, Vila Toshav, Visaicham, Tiena, Shesha, Arame, Ela, Lamikla, Lana Shom, Kalmak, and Ever Chicago. So it clearly enumerates a Ger and a Toshav, Visaicham, that they have a din of the parish of Golos of Arame Miklot. And it says another pasuk, Ksiv, Vahoyu Lachem, Arame, Lamiklot, sounds like Dafka Lachem, Vahoy Lachem, Arame, Lamiklot, Lachem, Lagerim. So Rav Kana like Kasha, Kam Ger Toshav Shahar Yisrael. There's no parasha of Ari Mikla. They're not enough, not sufficient. No kapara with Ari Mikla. Masha Inkain, if it's Gam Ger Toshav Shahar Ger Toshav, Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav B'Shoigig, then there will be a parasha Golas, and that's the kavan of the pasuk of Nei Yisrael V'Lagera Toshav B'Seichem. Breiting Gemara Raminu Amasya Kasha. It says we learn in Masechta Sanhedrin that it says Afikach Ger Va'Oyved Kuchavim Shahar Gune Rogim. It says, if a Ger Toshav and a Goy kill, they get killed. And Rashi learns, we're talking about over here, even right now at this point, even B'Shoigig, because Ben Noach do not need Hasra, and therefore Ben Noach kills B'Shoigig, he gets Misa. And it says in this Brisa, Ger Toshav and Avichavim are the same thing. Ger Dumi Derichavim. My Avichavim, Loishna the Kotel Bar Mina, it makes a difference if he killed another Goy. Loishna the Kotel Lava Mina, no difference if he killed the Yid. Nerag, he gets killed. Av Ger Toshav also. Loishna the Kotel Bar Mina, Loishna the Kotel Lava Bar Mina, Nerag, he gets killed. So you see clearly that if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he gets Misa. So how can we say that a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav gets Golos? Here we have a Braisa that says that if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he gets Misa, because we're saying it's the same thing like Goy. Just like Goy, there's no difference who he kills. Here also, there's no difference who he kills. And that's the Drasha. Agav, the Medayi from Rashi, and Rashi says, Av Ger Toshav, lo yishnal kato bar mina means a Ger Toshav kamaisa, and lav bar mina Yisrael is Nerag. It's mashma that if he would kill another Akum, then Taka won't be Nerag. The Medayi like that, that's the Ritva's Medayi from Rashi, even at this point, that's what would happen. So the Kasha basically is that our Mishnah says that if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav v'shoigeg, you get Golos. And here it sounds like it's the same thing like a Ger Toshav kills Yisrael, which is not sufficient with Golos, and you get Misa. The two things, they can reconcile both things. Derech Yerida, the Yisrael Goli, Yunami Sagila Begolos. If a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, if it kills him B'Shoig, Derech Yerida, he gets Golos just like Yisrael. But Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, that by Derech Aliyah, we Yisrael's Potter, who Nerag, he will get killed. Because there, the halacha does not apply. The halacha of Golos does not apply derech Aliyah by Yisrael, and therefore, if the Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav derech Aliyah, he will be Nerag, and that's what it means in the Brisa. It says, "Feel Ger Vechavim Shaharugu Nerogim." It means in the case of his derech Aliyah. Omle Rav of Lav Kavachaymu Omar derech Yerida the Yisrael Goli Iunami Sagilav Golos Madach by derech Yerida where Yisrael gets Golos. Golos is enough for him. It's enough. Golos is enough for the Ger Toshav. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, Iun Erag. Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael is Potter, Iun Erag. Where it's Derech Aliyah, where the Yisrael is Potter, of course he'll get killed. If it's that's the Gemara's Kasha. Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael is Potter, their goal is not enough for Yisrael, it's be Erag. And Rava obviously learns that the reason, so Shaila is, here is saying that you should not get killed, because by Yisrael, you're potter from Golos. Now, why are you potter from Golos, Derech Aliyah? If Rava would learn that Derech Aliyah's potter is because of more Karav Lemezid, then it wouldn't make sense as Kavach Haimer. Fakaret, here you need a bigger Einish by Derech Aliyah. But Rava, Tosfos points out, learns, if you look at Tosfos in the first wide line, Yishloimer, lest they had time with Derech Aliyah lab Mishum Dloy Sagile Begolos. El Mishum the Kilu Beyoysa Meirida. It's more cool addict, have an honest Beyoysa. Therefore, Rav is saying, how can you say Derech Aliyah gets Misa and Derech Yerida gets Golos? Fakaret, Derech Aliyah is more of an Oinus and you're part of the Garmi by Yisrael, so why should we chayiv Misa by a guy? So back to the Kasha. On one hand, it says that a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, a Shagi gets Misa. On the other hand, it says Golos. So which one's true? Elam Rav, Ba'imer Mutter. The case that a Ger Toshav that kills another Ger Toshav is chayiv Misa is by a case where he says Mutter, he thought it was Mutter, Ba'imer Mutter. There is Nerak, because that's not enough Golos. There it's more Chomer. Amalei Abaya, Oyem Mutta Onesu. That's an Oynes. Amalei, Rav says, Shani Oyma, Oyem Mutta Karav LeMezidu. Oyem Mutta is similar to Mezid, and therefore, since it's similar to a Mezid, the Oyem Mutta is similar to a Mezid, therefore, he holds that there, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. That's what Rav holds. So it comes out, Rav holds that Oyem Mutta is Durma de Mezid, and Abaya holds Oyem Mutta is Durma to Oynes. And the Gemara also assumes that Rav Chista, who had to answer the stira a different way, says Derech Yerida, Derech Aliyah, he also must not hold a Rava's Teres, that Oyem Mutta is similar to Mezid. He also holds Oyem Mutta is similar to a Oynes. So the bottom line is like this, that Rava's answer is, we have a stira. On one hand, the Mishnah says that a Ger Toshav that kills another Ger Toshav Shagi gets Golos. On the hand, we have a Brice that's Mashma, you get Misa. Teres is, when do you get Golos? You get Golos when it's a regular Shagig. And the case when you get Misa is when it's Oyem Mutta, with there it's Karav LeMezid. And now we're saying Rava holds that's Karav LeMezid, and Rav Chista and Abaya hold it's Karav LeOynes. For Ozdulu Tamayu, this machlokes Rava and Rav Chista we have in a different spot as well. The Itmar Kesavar Behima. This is talking about a Ger Toshav. He thought it was a Behima, but Nimtza Adam, and turned out he killed Adam. Or is a Kanani, but Nimtza Ger Toshav. So Rava Amar Yechayev. Rava says that Yechayev. Now, why is this called Oyem Mutter? Because you should have checked it out. Rashi says, that's why is Oyem Mutter Meizid? Because you should have learned. Here's a case where you should have looked what he's killing. He thought it was Behemoth, but it turned out Adam. You should have checked it out. Since he didn't check it out, that alone makes him into a Meizid, like Oyem Mutter, and Rava holds Oyem Mutter like a Meizid, the Chayiv. Oyem Mutter Karav Mezid. Rav Chista Amar Potter. Oyem Mutter Onesu. This is Oynes. Checking out, just like learning to learn and to know what that halacha is considered Oynes. Checking out what it is also considered a Oynes. And see, it's the Tamayo. Rav holds Oyem Mutter Karav Mezid. Chista holds it's Oyem Mutter Onesu. And therefore, if someone thinks it's a behema, he is Potter according to Rav Chista and Chayefi Rava. Zok the Gemara, it's a Rav or Rav Chista. Rav is an Asher Rav Chista from a case in the Torah where there it's like similar to Oyem Mutter, and there we see Chayiv Misa. It says that Hashem came to Avimelech. It says in the pasuk, "V'yavi elikim el Avimelech." Avimelech had taken Sarah away from Avram, and it says in the pasuk, "V'yavi elikim el Avimelech b'chaloyim alayla." V'yomer loy, "Hinucha meis ala isha shalakachta v'ibu ulas bal." You're dying now. There, he thought that this was the sister of Avram. Avram said that Sarah is his sister. So here, it's particularly like a mistake. It's called Oyem Mutter. And we're saying, Chayiv Misa. So Zokt Rava, Vaistos, when you have to investigate something, that's called the Karav LeMezid. Esav Rav Achista, Hinnach HaMeisach Yishish Lakachta, Amar Lav the Odom, Yizichayev the Odom, Sisi Yichayev, by Oymer Mutter, Kutz Karvel Mezit, and for the Gemara, Loi B'dei Shemayim. That was the Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Dekanam Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayyemer Lov Alekim Bachalayim, Gama Noichi Yidati Kibusom Lavavcha Sisa Zois, Ve'echso Gama Noichi Yishcha Mechater Li. Sounds like you would do a Chay to me, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Gemara says, no, it's not Sharayim, L'tameich, V'chatosi lelekim, where Yosef and Eishes Potifar, so Yosef said, I'm not going to marry you because you're a bulas baal, and I don't want to be chat lelekim. There, it's even within Adam, because he knew she was married. Lelekim leladam, ele dina mas ladam, achinami dina mas ladam. Avad it's a chet ha-Hashem. But dina mas ladam, therefore it's not a raya of mechatali, but you definitely can answer it means Beis Shemayim. So basically, it's v'chloikas Rav and Rav Chista, if Avi Melech was chayiv Misa b'dei Adam or not. According to Rav, he chayiv b'dei Adam, because Oymen Mutter Karvel Mezid. According to Rav Chista, Avi Melech was only chayiv b'dei Shemayim. He tried to bring a raya from Chatoy Li, and he says it's not a raya, because Chatoy Li is even by a case where you know, it's still called a chet Hashem, just as Moser b'dei Adam to take care of it. Now we have a kasha on Rava. Esve Abayla Rava. It says in the Pasuk that Avimelech told Hashem, you're going to kill me, I'm going to tzadik tarag? What do I do wrong? So the Gemara ends. So you see that when we thought that Kodesh Baruch was masking to that taina, that he's a tzadik. So you see that he's considered a tzadik. It's kasha on Rava. And for the Gemara, no. Hosom, Hashem answered that you're not a tzadik. If you look at Rashi, lehoidu lo dvarav, shehev shaloiv tshuva, shechayiv misa, she'ina tzadik dvarav, yechayiv misa, shehoidu lo midarach eretz kvar zozov. Anything, it's a riot to Rava. Because Hosakun Mahadir Loi, there Hashem answered Avimelech by saying, Va'ato Hoshev Esher Se'ish Kinovi Hu, V'yispal Ba'atcha V'cheye, V'menicha Meshav Daki Moish Thomas Atvacha Ashaloch. So the Gemara darshan like this on Amon Beis. It says, give Sarah back to Avram. Why? Because he's a Navi. Great the Gemara on top of Amon Beis. Esh is Navi Hu, the Tehadar, only because she's a wife of a Navi do we have to give her back. For the Lav Navi Loi Tehadar, not give her back? Ella, what's pshat in the words of Esher's Navi? Look at Amos Shmuel Bar Nachmei. Amos Shmuel Bar Nachmei. Amos Yonison. Hachik Kamalei. This Hashem told him. Va'ata Hoshev Esher's Ish B'Kamalkim. You have to return to Esher's anyway. V'itika Armis. And that you said you're a tzaddik. Avmelech said, "Oh, I'm a tzaddik. I thought it was a sister." Hagoygam Tzaddik Tarek. Hello, you Amal Liachaisi. Ram said that's a sister. So that Hashem says, "No, Navi who? He's a Navi. Umimcha Lama. You learned from him. He taught everyone." That when Achsanoi comes to the city, what do you ask him? You ask him, do you have a place to eat, a place to drink, a place to sleep? You don't ask him, is this your wife or not? That's not the first question you ask Achsanoi. Achsanoi Shabbal Eyal, Iske Achilav Shia Shael Maisai. Klum Shael Maisai, you ask him, Ishtucha Zu, Achayish Zu, you don't ask that. Mekan, Sheben Noyach, Nerag, Shahoyal Limur Lama. You should have learned Derech Eretz. And since you learned Derech Eretz, you get killed. Because Oyma Mutter, if you don't know, you don't learn properly, and you start finding, first take care of him, you'll find out automatically that's a wife. Don't ask first, Achayish Chayishchi, that makes them scared, you want to kill them. And therefore, it was a taina on him that he caused this whole mistake that he made, Achayishchi, and therefore, it's a Oyma Mutter that's Karav Lamezid. And Mekan, Sheben Noyach, Nerag, Shoyalim, Avle Lomad, like Rava, if I can, it's like Rava, that a Oyma Mutter is Karav Lamezid, and you get Misa. And the bottom line is, the way Rava answered our Mishnah was, that a Ger Toshav, that's possible a Ger Toshav, it kills a Yisrael, it's not enough for Golas. A Ger Toshav, it kills a Ger Toshav, gets Golas. Aye, the Brisa says, a Ger Toshav that kills a Ger Toshav is Chayiv Misa. That's in a case where it's a Oymer Mutter, or it's a case where he thought it was a behemoth. We have to look into it. Then, Taka, a Ger Toshav is Chayiv Misa because a Ben Noyach Shohar Lelumah Lelamad is Chayiv Misa.